And at the front door, you have a, at the front of the house, you have a outside covered over
stoop.
Stoop. All right.
And you used to call them front porches.
No, and people used to sit on them, I think. They,
well,
now they don't sit as much at the front porch. And do you have one at the back?
Yes, ma'am, but it's closed in now.
Closed in. Did you make a room?
One small room on the other side of the bedroom. That was another room. She'd be able to store her junk. But I don't keep all that stuff.
Well, you're smart. That's the best thing, just not to keep it.
Yeah,
but she figured somebody would need it, I know. And she always had it.
She built that little house out there and put stuff in. In fact, she built it for a smokehouse for the hog when she killed hog. But after she built it, discovered you couldn't put the meat on that concrete floor because it would make you sour. So she turned it into a junk room. And had some children out here after Mama died. They just shot their windows out and threw them out and broke them out, but then pulled the stuff out. They just done everything.
What a shame.
While I was on the wood, they just tied up.
Well, I'm glad.
That's some of the worst annoying you ever seen in your life.
Well, I tell you, it's everywhere, I believe, Bet. I believe
destroy, just destroy. Oh, Lord. It wasn't like that when mine was living, but this is a new generation.
This
coming
is a
along.
New generation. Times have just changed.
They have changed.
Just don't know what it is, but it seems like they are destructive and not like it used to be. If the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you'd tell someone to
close the door.
Right. And what do you call the boards on the outside of the house? The
weatherboard.
If you wanted to hang something out in the barn, you'd take a nail and
nail it in the wall.
Right. And if it didn't go in far enough, you'd say, I've got to
nail it some more.
Nail it some more. And what do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
The roof.
Right. And what do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that catch the water and carry it off?
Gutter.
And you have, the house has an eel. What do you call where the roof and the house comes together? Where it joins.
Oh, no.
I guess that would be a... No,
neither. Man, they thought that would look in that kind of book. He's home, I'd ask him. If he's not on there.
All right.
Why don't you call him? Don't you call him joints or something?
I think so.
I think so, too.
What would you call a little building that's used for storing wood or tools?
Woodhouse. Mm-hmm.
And what did you call an outside toilet when they still had them?
Toilet.
Just toilet.
I'll call them privies.